Okay. Beginning of Chav Zayin. Makom Hanachason V'Oifin Hanachason. Where and how to put on your tefillin. Important halachos. Makom Hanachason Shel Yad Bizroa Shmolis. Put on your left arm. Bebosser HaTapuach. That's the muscle. Shebe'etzim Shebein HaKuvado Ubeis HaShech. Between the, that's going to be the elbow and your armpit. You have it? You want Chav Zayin? There you go. V'yate ha'tfilin ma'at l'tzad ha'guf v'inyin she'kishayachof zro l'mata y'kineg libo. So you should tilt your tefillin a little bit towards it, right? Where's that picture? Right here. So when you're slightly leaning in, it's good to have the pictures today. When it'll be facing the heart, right? Nimtza b'mayik mekayin. If it comes out, you get the pasuk v'hayu ha'dvarim ha'ila al levavecha. They're on your heart. You have to put it on the part of the body that is close. He says samach to the elbow, avalo bechetzi ha'etzem hasamach l'shech, and not on the top half of the body. And that's why it's Gideon, the person who chas v'shalom has lost that limb. She'ein lo yad rag zroi, just doesn't have a hand. He only has the arm itself. Yaniach below v'racha. You should put it on. Without a bracha.
At the elbow, he
has the elbow. We'll see what the diagrams to exactly sad case what part of the body he's missing. And there's a bir halach as to what to do if now which hand you should put it on, etc.
Oh no! When I lift it, the person loses one. Chas v'shalom loses one arm. He just put it on. Let's say he always wore his throne on his left arm, but now he loses it, so he has to put it. Could just put it on his right arm, or
if that, because that's going to become his. That's going to become his hand. Yeah, we'll speak right. That out. Okay, so let's go in order. But you know, this is important halachas, because you know, lots of times if it's in the wrong place, it's not the mitzvah. So you have to make sure we have the yusiyan. Unfortunately, sometimes people put down there, it slips down. So these are very important to make sure we get this right. So
is it going to have somebody else do it, put it on for them?
That's going to be the question. Yeah. Excellent. We'll see. What about, let's see, the person who can't put it on, they're missing that arm. So could one's wife put it on? Is she in the parsha of Kashira? Or could a non-Jew do it? There's lots of discussions in the postgame about these questions. Excellent.
Especially we say lehaniach tefillin. If it was just a matter of wearing it, it wouldn't matter who put it on.
Mm-hmm. Good. Correct. Okay, here we go. Sif katan aleph, small and left. Why the left? Dichsi, the pasuk says by tefillin yad cho. Now, if you has yad cho, it's spelled with a hey at the end. Pirush yad keha, your weak hand. Dehaini, this means has small, the lefty. Shehi Tasha v'cheha, it's your weaker hand. V'od drasha darshu, another drasha is to how do you know you put on your left arm? That's a fill-in. Midichsev ukshartem uksaftem. It's put by the mezuzos. It says you should tie them, you should write them. Max you'll be. I mean, just like do your writing, you do with your right hand. Shkein derech b'nei adam. That's you do. You're writing with your right hand. So then af kshira b'yamin. So therefore, the ksiva and the kshira should be on the same hand. So if you're writing with your right hand, you have to do the tying with your right hand. You can't tie the right hand if you're putting the fill on your right hand. So you tie the right onto the left. Right. Max b'yamin. Shkein derech b'nei adam. Af kshira b'yamin. V'kev and the kshira b'yamin. Right? Since you're doing the tying with your right, so it comes out automatically. Now the hanacha, the placing, has to be on the left hand. If you put it on your right side, someone asked me this last night after Marv. If you put it on your right side and you are a righty, you are not yotze at all, and you have to make him make a new bracha. If you put it on, interesting, he brings in the dirshu. If you put on the good morning, we're in Chav Zayin. If you put on the I'll read it to you. Number one, Mishenich tefillin al yad yamin lifnei shenich tefillin shel rosh nizkar shetos. He put it on his right side, and he before he puts on his tefillin shel rosh, then he realizes, "Oops, got the wrong arm." So kos v'kafachayim sifkot nalef de'eno she'eno chozer umavorich. You don't have to go make a new bracha. Kevin she'dayin lo gemaras mitzvah says hanocha because you haven't yet finished. Amnon, however, im kvar hiniach tefillin shel rosh. If you put on the right and you realize, whoops, I got it wrong. Tzarech lachzu levarich. You have to go back now and make a new bracha on your tefillin when you're switching it onto the, because you've completed by putting it on your head. You've already completed the mitzvah. Now you have to make a new bracha. Okay, in Beis it says it should be bebosser hatapuach. Right, tapuach is an apple. It means the muscle. V'hu hamakom nikra kibores b'loshen chazatz with the chazal kibores. We're going to come back to this a few times. V'hu le'ikuva. This is ma'akev, meaning it blocks the mitzvah. You have to repeat it if you didn't do it this way. Kidi afin l'zeh b'gemora mikra. As the pasuk, it's a gemara in Menachos, I think Lamed Zayin over there, that learns out, well, that's the exact place it has to be. The kuvado is nikra alin bogin. It's your elbow. Okay, so now let's see the diagrams right here on the where it is. I'll just show it to you the diagrams first, and then we got two guns. We got the color ones here, and then I had the safer also. So I used to have this hanging up in my room when I was a Rebbe. Okay, so here, this is probably the best way of looking. I like this one also. Here is your muscle, right? So it cannot be on the top half of the muscle towards the armpit. It has to be on the bottom half here towards the elbow. But we're going to see in a few minutes that the tefillin, even the bottom part, all of the tefillin has to be on this part. If you start here and it's going to extend down below, that's no good. So if your tefillin are large, with the Mishnah saying not a good idea to have this very large batim because it'll be too far down. So we're going to pull it up a little bit because there's the sheet of the gra, which Reb Chaim says you could even be samech on the chatchila, that you're going to put it, you'll start it a little bit here so it doesn't extend too far down. So that's where you got to make sure. You got to make sure it doesn't go down too far.
According to the gra, it could go over the midway line.
Yeah, the midway is fine, but you should start higher up. The gra gives a head to start even higher up.
The point you can't pass going towards the elbow is
down. Is past where the muscle, where the muscle ends. You make a muscle, then you have like a, I don't know what the medical term for it is, you have like flat skin right there.
Someone gave a two-finger rule, that it should be distances away of two fingers from the...
Two fingers could be based upon the, I don't know where that comes from, but there's the sheetus of the Gaonim that says your tefillin should be two tefachim. So nowadays we don't write tefillin that size, but to have tefillin two tefachim is very small, right? Okay, anyway.
Two fingers is kind of shaky, but maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. And the two fingers could be a thing. But people generally, they slip down, right? Or when we'll talk about when you put your shirt over it, that sometimes it knocks them down. So, yeah, again, these are very important. I can't say any. All halach is important, but this comes up, mamish, every single
If you don't
day.
Make them tight enough, then maybe they can fall. They can
That's
fall
right. Out. Yeah. Okay, so where are we up to? Let's Sifkat and Dalad. Berosh ha'etzim. We've explained it out now. We'll read the Mishnah Berurah. Not the total top of the bone. Because that's where the skin is flat. If you go too high up before the muscle starts, that's not the place for it either. The ein al ze shame kiboris. That's not called your muscle. Ella rotzon aloyim, it means like this. Begavoha boser shebe etzem. When you make the muscle, that's where the top part of it should be. Lobo haramaba zelechade shumdovdo. He's not adding anything. Rak b'mashisim, when he ends off, aval lo bechatzi ha'etzim hasomach l'shechi, not the part of the body that's close to the armpit. Rots lo mashaf afshish gam sham adayin miktas boser tapuach. You still have a little bit of it up there. Gam das mechabehu kain didav k'mechetzi ha'etzim lamata d'gemuchu v'sif zayin. Okay, we're going to see later on that part would be okay, umasha kosov hamachabe mitachili, right? Bebosser hatapuch shebeetzem, akorchach gam kein kavonaso mechetzi haetzem lamata. It means the part on the bottom half, and this is with the gra right now. Hagrab bir hiskim ledina, dechom makom hakibores kosher lios bo tefillin. You could have it even on the top part of the muscle. Yeah, and again, I saw Rav Chaim Kanievsky says you could be samach on this lechatchila. Vechein. Mashma b'prisha, al koponim lemata mimokum kibores. But if you go past the place where the muscle is, posel l'chule alma. So therefore, you can't. It's better to have them a little bit higher up. That the top of it's on the top part of the bottom is here, right? Well, that's a bad picture. That's what shows that here. That's the highest point. Whereas then, that's your muscle right there. So that's the best place to put it. But al kainik ends off. It's better not to have super large tefillin. He al pirov the majority of times motzi b'tefillin gedolim shesof haketzitza munachas lamata mimakom hakiboris. It goes too far down past the muscle. Im lo shekashim lechatchila bechatzi ha'etzim ha'elyon. So you have to tie it there on the top part of the muscle. You have to tie it here on this part. lechatchila to start, so it doesn't go too far past. And here we see this dalad, right? That's your danger zone. If it goes too far down into that spot, you're out. So he says you have to tie it up there, but now you have to rely upon the grah lechatchila to tie it at a little place higher up when really it should be fitting within that zone. V'gam ze lo nochel nahakil lechatchila bazeh. It's not proper to be lenient. Because both the mechaber and the ramah are strict on this. Ach, im ein lo ki'im tefillin gedolim. That's all you have? Okay. Tov yoseh shikashim b'chatzia etzim ha'elyom im mokam shenimtso adayim boser tapuach. You should tie on the top part where you still have the muscle there. V'yetze bozeh, yotze bozeh, al koponim das agro, v'shar poiskim. So you will be yotze according to the Vilna Gaon. That's a good... It's a good post-it to have on your team. So if you put them too far down, you're not yotze according to anybody. So it's better. In other words, you have a what's the business term? Cost risk.
Cost benefit.
Okay, so you get more of a benefit by putting it higher up. Because if you're too far down, you lose everything. V'gam habracha yiyeh levatola. It's a bracha levatola if you have it too far down as well. Okay, the next case of the mechaber, the Ramah just discussing, was if a person who chas v'shalom does not have that limb, right? She'ein lo yad. Roitze lome shenita pisas yad smolo, im kol hakone ad kubado, shenikra elbogin, that's your elbow, aval im nishar kitas me hakone, gam ha eli, or zerua moide, la toisvos de chai betefillin, levarech gamkein. You are chai, it depends how much of the arm you have, and you make the bracha.
You can't do the seven.
Okay, so that's not gonna be ma'akev. That's right. The krichos will not be ma'akev. In ein bir harlocha, im ein lo mikor v'ora. Okay, so let me pull up.
The person has a prosthetic arm. Should he do the krichos around it, or that doesn't?
Here. It is. His yaz, where it's been, God forbid, it's cut off at this part, right? So then he still has this part around. So then you have the ability, and you have the right hand as well, in order to what's it called?
Actually tie it on.
To tie it on, yeah. Here, this is actually the one the Mishnah Berurah is going on here. Im ein lo yad smol klal o afilu Kitasa zro lemat mimokam hakiboros nishar mimokam hakiboros ein lo klal. So that's either way he doesn't have it all, or it only goes up to this is. I don't know how to be up to here. That's where his arm starts, right? So then he says pot manich shin hashel yad. I read that wrong. But hashel yad af biyamin. So he's pot for putting it on even on the right side. V'yesh machmir mazem. Some say should put it still on his right side. Again, here's the left. The guy's standing like this, if you can see the picture. So this is gone. So then some say he's potter even on this. Some says he should be putting it on the right hand side as well. It's gonna fall. Okay.
And the mitzvah is to wear it as opposed to place it on. Because you wouldn't be capable of putting it on.
Could actually we have somebody else place it on for you. Right. Someone else would physically tie it. Yeah. We were just discussing a few minutes ago. What about who puts it on? Could a woman put it on? She's not in the parsha of Kshira. So if the actual action is the act of tying it to, and so then she wouldn't be allowed to. Could a non-Jew do it? Well, I'll show you that. You know what? Let's see. Let's go on to Bay. How much time do we have? Okay, so let's do this and we'll see if we can get it in. Vav. Okay, so you put on below Brach, Ein Bir Halacha. Okay, I don't have time to discuss that right now. V'im Ein Lo Yad Smol Klal. He has no left hand at all. So that's what we just saw, right? You're not even put it on the right hand. V'yesh machmirin, this is the second opinion we just saw the picture of. V'chozeh ha'naseh b'gideim b'smol dehu mokom hanochas tefillin. Aval im naseh gideim b'yamin. But let's say he has his right hand is gone, right? His left one is there. Afilu nikta yad, if he can lo kol yahayad, his entire right hand is gone. Chay betefillin v'yivakish la'achirim she'enichuhu olav. So there, in this case, his left arm, which is where it should be, but he just can't get it on. So then, in the dirshu, he brings down. Where did I see this? It's seven. Yeah, if you look at Dirshu 7, he discusses about this idea of having somebody else tying it on. Le'inyin isha shepetura mimitzvahs tefillin ha'im yechol lakshor tefillin la'achir. So, for regarding a woman who is potter from this, we're going to later on in Lamed Ches, that's the famous Ramah, the women do not put on tefillin. So, kosev hagos maimonios she Rabbeinu Tam oser umash omru maise be'isha she haise nasu lechavir v'haise kosheres lo tefillin. As she was married to a Talmud Chacham, she used to do that. Lo haise kosheres el rak maseyas. She didn't really tie it, she just helped him out, put it on. Aval likshor oser lo. But it's also for a woman to tie the tefillin on. This is what you're asking. That tying is not the real thing. A woman could do it. That's not the ikar mitzvah. That a woman could in fact tie the tefillin for her husband. Should shevet halevi cause of lichatchila isha lo tikshor esa tefillin. Really, lichatchila, she shouldn't do it. Rak imi efshar al yedei achir tikshor haisha. But if a woman, and there's no one else available, then the woman is the one to do it. V'chein da'asiv v'liyoshiv v'gam l'gabi kashira al yedei nochri. If a nanju shlechila roi lechush l'dasa soivrim, you should be concerned that for those who hold the opinion, sheish mitzvahs b'hanocha atzma, the mitzvah itself is actually placing it on. So by putting it on, according to the opinions that is the mitzvah, then here the non-Jew would not be allowed to do it. But it just sounds like, it's a bit of evidence. It could be, just like the woman could also do it, so then...
Because there are people that don't hold that it's the
mitzvah. Right, exactly. Yeah, that's what I do. Okay, very good. Good Nerv Shabbos.
Now, how do they, those that don't, they don't, no, it's not.